This is the voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. Hi, I'm Chip Brim, filling in for Mom. And, you know, when Mom's away, the kids will play. And speaking of kids, wake them up, call the neighbors, and get your dog, because we are going to a higher level in God that the world is not even going to be familiar with. And I'm telling you what, we've been talking about getting God to move for you and getting in a position to hear from God. And and Mom taught me when I was little and taught us kids about, you know, there's a chess match and how to get God to move for you. And she started it with Philippians 4, verse 6, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, then let your requests be made known unto God." And it's very interesting. Most of us have been praying backwards. We've been making our request first. God, I need. But God's not moved by need. He's moved by faith. He already knows your need. He's taking care of your need with Jesus Christ. He's not moved by need. He's moved by faith. And we've been going, God, I need this. God, I need that. The first thing you're supposed to do is cast your care upon Him and get your care out. You know, the world, most people are dying because of stress and care and worry. God knows He created you. He knows that you can't take this stress or care or worry. And so He knows that you've got to give it to Him and then just give Him thanksgiving. Just give Him thanksgiving. Get the care out of your prayer. Add thanksgiving in there. And then you'll be in position to ask God what you need. And then God will make His move. But that's our move right there. And a lot of you, I can't see you. We're on radio now. But when I preach this and teach this all over the world, you can see some people in their faces and they say, "You don't know the care I'm going through." Well, maybe I don't know the care you're going through. But I can tell you this. The one who wrote it by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, Paul, he knew the care you were going through. He knew care. If there's anybody who knew care, it's Paul. Paul was beaten so badly that the Bible says he was unpleasant to look at. I mean, Paul went through everything. Do you remember the part where in the Bible where he was shipwrecked? He was going to a place to give Caesar a message. God gave him a message to go see Caesar. And all of a sudden, you know, God gives him a message, talks to him. Go do this. Okay, I'll be obedient. And his ship sinks in a storm. A storm comes up and his ship sinks. Well, you know what Paul did? Here comes this storm. And we have storms of life all the time. And it sinks his ship, millions of pieces. And he's out in the middle of the water, of the ocean. And you know, there he is. And you know, most people would have just went, "God, what happened?" Spitting out water. And you can, "God, why me? What? I thought you told me to do this. I taught you." You know what Paul did? Paul took off swimming. You know what faith does when your ship sinks? It swims. That's what faith does. And you know what? There's a lot of Christians and a lot of people that they can't wait. They can't wait to show up to church to tell their people or tell their friends or tell their loved ones about their ship sunk. In other words, all the bad things that's happened to them and thinking that God is forsaking them. Are you kidding me? Faith swims. Just take off swimming. That's what Paul did. And when he reached the shore, a storm moved in, and it wasn't just a storm, it was freezing rain, and Hollywood couldn't have done it any worse. I mean, his ship is in thousands of pieces, millions of pieces, and it starts to storm. Well, you know what Paul did during the middle of this freezing rain? He built a fire, and that's what faith does, builds a fire. Well, you know, I kind of relate this to what happens when, it, you know, in life and it seems to rain on your parade. There's a lot of people who can't wait to tell people about their parade and the raining and what it's going through and how bad it is. And you don't even have to talk to some people. You can see it in their face. But Paul, when this happened, you know what he did? He built a fire. And that's what faith does. It builds a fire. It builds a faith fire. Just build that fire of faith. Because God's not moved by need. He's moved by faith. And so he begins to build the fire. And what happens? He gets bit by a snake, a serpent, a poisonous serpent. That the island people and there thought for sure he's going to die because everybody has died before who was bitten by it. It latched onto him, put the venom in him. But you know what Paul did? Paul shook it off. That's what he did. You know what faith does when Satan bites you or Satan hits you with something? You just shake it off. Yeah, you might get angry, but sin not. Shake it off. I'm sure he wasn't very happy about that snake biting him. But just shake it off. Some of you need to just shake right now. I mean, you just need to shake it. You drive and shake that other hand. Wherever you're at, just shake the devil and the circumstances and the care off of you. Shake it right out of there. And build you a fire. And I'm telling you, start swimming. That's what faith does. That's our move right there. Be careful for nothing, but in everything with prayer, with supplication and thanksgiving. I mean, then, then let your request be made known unto God. You see, Paul knew care, and you may be going through a lot of care right now. But you know what? That's what we do. We just shake it off, and we get into position. And when we do that, what you're doing is you're getting into a position to hear from God. And that's what God called us to do. That's what Jesus said to Peter. He said, Peter, you have heard from God. You put yourself in a position that you heard from God. And that's what we're called to do, church, hear from God. Get in a place of peace. Get in a place where we can hear God like never before. We're the end time church. We're the glorious church. Glory to God. We're the champion church. And I don't know about you, I coached for 14 years on championship teams. And I'm going to tell you, at the very end of the game, when it all comes down to the line, you want your very best available players out on the field. You want your very best available players. Now, some might not be available because they either foul out or they just get too tired and too weary and they can't go anymore. Coach, I can't go anymore. Boy, you never want to hear that, but sometimes that happens. Well, guess what? We're at the end of this game. And guess who God has got at the end of the game? He has us. And he knew that we would be here at this time. Think about it. He's appointed us to be end-time players, champions for him at the end of the game. Well, champions, he's called us. Don't foul out. Don't be on the bench. Get in there. But you know what? Here's how we got to do it. We got to cast our care upon him. Get in the right position to be able to go on the field and hear from God and do the great things for God and be in the position that he has called the church to be in. And I just want to glorify God. I tell you what, I get excited every time I preach this. And again, I just want to recap just a little bit. Mom, the chess match to get God to move for you every time is Philippians 6. That's our move. God's move, which we'll talk more about tomorrow, is verse 7, and how to keep this move in God's move and the peace of God is verse 8. And then verse 9, just do these things. But in verse 8 or verse 6, that's our move. Do not fret or have any anxiety about anything, but in every circumstance, in everything, people, that covers it all. I mean, that covers it all. Think about it. Don't have care or worry over anything. In every circumstance, in everything, and by prayer and petition, let your request with thanksgiving then be made known unto God. Now remember, the greatest reason, the reason why we can't let this care trouble us, or we can't get into worry, because it moves us out of position from hearing God. Now remember what we said, David and Ziklag. David, who is the king, the greatest king Israel ever had, okay? David, who beat the giant, who all Israel was shaking in their boots. David, I'm talking about, you talk about a guy who's seen God move and who has heard from God and who's been in the right position. He got himself out of position. He comes back from Ziklag. Everything's gone. Everything's stolen. His men's families were kidnapped. And David lays down and cries. People, that's worry. That's care. That's fear and anxiety. David did the wrong move. And guess what? God didn't move for him. He's made the wrong move. David has to make the right move. And then God will make his move. But then David did. He got up and encouraged himself in the Lord. Glory to God. He started thinking about the good things. He had to be thinking about. Nobody there was there to encourage him. And you may feel that way. I don't have anybody here to encourage me in the care I'm going through. Well, you know what? Encourage yourself in the Lord, and God will make his move soon after. I'm telling you, he will never fail to move. It's so exciting. David got up, and he had to think about, because remember that word merimneo, or thoughts, that's the word thought. The word care is the word thoughts. So he got those bad thoughts out of his mind, and David had to be thinking when he encouraged himself, I remember the bear. I remember the lion. I remember Goliath. I remember God's power. I remember my covenant with God. Everything he has is mine and mine is his. And he got right back into position, and then God made his move, and he recovered all. And Jonah in the whale, we talked about that. Jonah, you know, we're talking about Jonah. He got in a position, a bad position. I mean, he was running from God. He didn't want anything to do with the ministry. And he gets into a position where he's going to exit this whale one way or the other. And, you know, nobody ever talks about the other, and it's a stinky situation, but and you may feel like you're in that situation, knee-deep in it without a paddle, but God didn't want him in that situation. But you know how he got out of it? If you go back and read in Jonah, he got out of it by giving thanksgiving unto God. He finally casted his care and said, you know what, God, I want to give you the sacrifice of thanksgiving. And that's what Paul talks about, and be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Get your care out. Add thanksgiving in there. Then, now you're ready to give your request made known unto God. And then God will make his move. Glory to God. You know, that Greek word, thought, is also, merimneo is the Greek word for care. It's also thought. You know, Jesus said in Matthew 6:25, take no thought for your life or what you eat or drink. But he also says it in Matthew 13:22 in the parable of the sower and the seed. He also that received seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word and the care of this world. Now that's the thoughts. That's the pressure. That's the anxiety. That's the care. Will choke the word out of you and make you become unfruitful. I don't know about you, but God did not create me to become unfruitful. And I'm going to tell you something. When Paul says this, be careful for nothing, he knows what he's talking about. Why? He says it will choke the word out of you. You can have word in you, man. You can know the Bible front and back, but if you let care and pressure in there, you've moved out of position to hear from God, and you won't even be able to remember a verse. And I don't know about you, but I've been there. But I'm going to tell you something. Get the care out of there, add thanksgiving in there, and you will continue to be fruitful and do great things for God and get in the position we were called to be in, and that's the position, the hearing church, to hear from God. Glory to God. I tell you what, it's been so exciting for me to take this opportunity, and I thank God that Mom lets me have this opportunity, and I hope she knows about it. I think she does, for letting me be on the air. And you've been listening to the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast with me, Chip Brim. And I hope you enjoy the teachings. And if you've only joined us today, we have teachings from yesterday all week long. And you can get these on a CD, all of them, just for $5. And you can also get my book at a special price for $8, Are You a Champion for Christ? By simply calling 417-336-4877. Or you can dial our 1-800 number. That's 1-800-972-3447. It's 1-800-972-3447. Or write us. Give us your testimony, because you will have a testimony if you apply this. Write us at P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. That's P.O. Box 40, beautiful Branson, Missouri, 65615. And don't forget the 2008 Champions for Christ Youth Rally. Your kids still have time to join us in beautiful Branson, Missouri. There'll be great preaching and teaching, and Silver Dollar City, Billy Brim, my mom will be there, Steve Munns and myself, July 28th through August 1st, and I'm Chip Brim, Billy's boy, saying, see you at the next level.